You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life, ministries, come out of the world.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. And I want to do a teaching today about Halloween and the origins behind it, because I went out street evangelizing last night, and there were so many people walking around mimicking demons and all this evilness, and they just partaking in evil things and wicked things. And I wonder, why does that happen, and how is that happening, and what are the consequences of these things? Because we don't understand, folks. We all might have grown up celebrating these days and doing these things, but do we ever question the history behind these things? And just a short look into the history reveals a lot of evil. But then when we get really deep into it, we see even so much more evil. And you know, it's not a matter of fact of just getting evil, getting the knowledge of what's evil and what's good. It's what you do with it when you get it. The Bible says in James 4:17, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. So it's one thing to know good and know bad, because you can't know what's good without knowing what bad is. That's how you could determine what's good and bad. But then what you do with that knowledge is another thing. So I want to, you know, last night when I was out there street preaching, I saw so many people, and they took their kids out there. And I was telling people, Halloween is a day of darkness. It's a day to celebrate death. That's what it is. And people think, just like they think with other pagan holidays and customs like Christmas and Easter, that there's no harm in these things. You know, I always have to wonder why even some Christians come up against things like Halloween, but then they celebrate Christmas and Easter, which are just as bad, and they have just as much as an evil past to it. But I want to give you a little knowledge today about Halloween, because I recently found some information about how it's connected to the flood and Noah's flood, and it just reveals the evil even more, because we know about the wickedness that's connected to it and all of the pagan customs that have come out of this terrible day. And you know, it's just a sick day, and that people would partake in it is crazy. But even worse, that so-called Christians are partaking in this garbage, and it's just a craziness. And you can't just change the name and call it a fall costume party or something else when you realize what it's actually doing and what's really happening. And just the word Halloween should promote or give us an idea of evil. There's something evil about it, something evil. It's just a word and the way it is and everything that's connected to it. And, you know, the spirits that are invoked when we even partake in these things and hear these things, you know, it's pretty much everything. It promotes death. It promotes demons. It promotes witches. It promotes the appearance of evil on every single level. Even on a level of pride, you know, people are taking no shame in walking around their nakedness as they're mimicking. I see people in costumes today imitating these men on TV that are homosexuals, or these whatever you want to call them, the homosexuals on TV. And little kids are actually putting on a costume of these homosexuals. What kind of message is that sending to our kids? And then you see women and little children dressed pretty much like prostitutes, or even worse. And then you look at their mothers and you say, oh, no wonder why, because their mothers are, this is how they dress every day. And they just make it even worse, because now they have a mask to cover up their guilt of living in this terrible sin. It's a bad, evil day. And the thing is, we don't know, because we've been deceived to think there's nothing wrong with this day. And it's just a holiday. And we're just taking the innocent part of it. But there's nothing innocent about this day. You know, in the Bible, in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, it says, stay away from every kind of evil. You know, and everything to do with Halloween, or whatever you want to call it, is pure evil. Well, let's look how it connects to the flood, and then look at a little bit of the evilness that comes around it. So hopefully you guys will get a little bit of knowledge, and you'll do something about it to wake up and let people know. But basically, history reveals that it's connected to the flood, and there's different opinions about to what degree it's connected to the flood. But when you start to understand the calendar in the Bible and the calendar of the Israelites, you start to see how it's connected to the flood. And it starts with Egypt. And you look at the calendar that the Egyptians followed and that they lived by. and its seasons and how it reflected in Egypt. And when the children of Israel were in Egypt, guess what? They were in slavery to Egypt, and they followed Egypt's system. And the calendar under the system of Egypt that operated during Israel's captivity was one that reminded them of the great destruction of mankind. That was it. And after Exodus, when the children were freed from the slavery of Egypt, one of the first things that our wonderful Creator Yahweh did was to change Israel's calendar. And I didn't know this information. I always used to think, why did I say Happy New Year in the middle of the year? Because the Jewish calendar, I mean, the Bible says the year begins in April. And I'm like, it's not New Year. Well, then I realized exactly what happened and how the calendar was changed. And before Noah received the instructions, and the first month should be April, because Yahweh has a plan and he knows all good. Well, that was the first year according to creation. So I learned some knowledge and information in myself. But one of the first things Yahweh did was he changed the calendar. He changed Israel's calendar from what they were familiar with in Egypt. And now they had a new calendar that began this spring. You see, the calendar back then did actually begin in the fall. You know, so that will help reveal a lot of things of why we call it New Year's, when it's really, in the Bible, it says the New Year's in April. But actually, before Moses got it, so it was in the fall. Now it's in the spring. And commemorated with the events of Exodus, this new calendar that Yahweh gave. And you could find these scriptures about this calendar. It's found in Exodus. In Exodus, it says, "And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, and a lamb for a house. And ye shall keep it up in the 14th day of the same month. And he and the whole assembly of the congregation shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and in the upper door posts of the houses where they shall eat it. And thus says they shall eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover." Exodus 12:1-11, that was. Then it goes on to say, "Thus shall keep the feast of unleavened bread," which comes right after the day of Passover. You have the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days, as I command thee in the time of the appointment of the month of Abib, for it came out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. Exodus 23:15. So the calendar was changed. Now we'll go back to the history of the original part of the calendar, why there was still slavery in Egypt. You know, and it can be looked as a symbol to today's mankind and the slavery to sin before Yeshua set us free. But basically, back then in Egypt, they kept a calendar, which immortalized the righteous judgment of our Creator on a sinful world. You know, but after the Exodus, Yahweh declared Israel's focus away from the remembrance of the flood, which was the day of destruction, and more towards a calendar on which celebrated the deliverance from Egypt and foreshadowed the redemption through a coming Messiah. You know, a Messiah who became the Lamb to take away all the sins of the world. And what's amazing about this is, so when you look back at the calendars and you learn the history of the calendars, the flood, the great flood that happened with Noah, happened at the time of Halloween. So this is truly the Day of the Dead. This is the beginning of the Day of the Dead, which the pagan people and all the pagans out there have continued to worship the dead since that day. And instead of celebrating, the righteousness of Noah and everything that happened with the righteousness of that and comes out of that, they continue to worship the dead. And it started with all the dead people that died in the flood, the dead sinners that died in the flood, that people remember today on this day, especially Halloween. So we think about this, and it says, We have to get right and understand about the correct calendar of Yahweh and understand these things and dig deeper. You know, and the Bible says it, you know, those that love me will find me. Those that seek me early will find me. I love those who love me. So, you know, so then it's really cool is the day that the ark finally rested, you know, and, you know, hundreds of years later, it would be commemorated as Yahweh told us to, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That was actually the day, years later, it was given through Moses, but that was the day that the actual ark rested, was during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So we have this wonderful prophetic system that Noah and his family were delivered from the flood on the 17th day of the seventh month, which according to Israel's religious calendar after the Exodus became the 17th day of the first month. In the modern calendar terms, this would be March or April. In other words, the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat, the same day which Israel was delivered from the Egyptian bondage. Then over a millennium later, on that very same day, Yeshua, the promised Messiah, rose from the grave and became the first fruits, of them that slept there during delivering mankind from the bondage to sin. Now, some will even take this and get even further, and some claim that Noah's son Ham celebrated and he was the one that revealed Noah's nakedness, and just had an evil heart. And it says he celebrated the dead from the flood as part of his rejection of Yahweh. And that Halloween was a symbol to the holidays that are really a way to ignore that our Creator celebrating, celebrating the righteousness of Noah, but instead celebrating the departed souls and spirits of those sinners who have vanished in the flood. You know, so we have to get right with this. We have to see the truth of this. And we have to realize when we think about the Day of the Dead, what it really is and what it really represents. There are things when it comes to this Day of the Dead. And if we called it the Day of the Dead, maybe more people would realize that's what it is instead of calling it a name. But when we think about this and, you know, what's symbolized on this day, what's seen and also what's unseen. So let's look at what's seen and then let's look at what's unseen and see the dangers of this. Because there are so many people, even Christians out there, that say, well, I don't see any harm I'm not really observing all that stuff, and I'm not observing the dead, or I'm just what I'm doing is I'm just having my kids go trick or treating or anything like that. Well, if we look at the things that we know from this Day of the Dead, first we look at the idea of witches, which are all around this Day of the Dead. It has everything to do with witches, but not just witches, but witches worshiping the devil. That's what it's all about. You could say the witches out there are the queens of Halloween. And Exodus 22:18 says, "They shall not suffer a witch to live." See, the Bible tells us not to mimic these witches and live like these witches and do the evil things that these witches are doing, but do not even let them live. You know, especially not hanging around them and worshiping them and dressing up like them. You know, Scripture is very clear. You know, when we take on a mask or we put on a costume, we're taking on the spirit of what we're trying to mimic. And whether we know it or not, this is taking place. And then we look at, the common thing of people putting it's just a history thing. It's just a history lesson of where do we get the idea of carving out a pumpkin, cutting his eyes out, putting a candle in, and putting it in our windowsill or something else. Well, when we realize that this was really the remembrance of the evil spirits and the evil pagans that wanted to be moralized for how their power was in killing people and destroying people on this Day of Dead, it wasn't a pumpkin that they were carving out and putting in their windowsill or in their front door. It was actually a severed human head that they would take, cut off the body, and put a candle next to it so it would light up, and they would show people, oh, look, we just killed these people here. It's all about death and the spirit world, the demons and everything else. That's what Halloween's all about, but people don't want to hear the truth. But that is the truth. You know, when people go around and they think they're innocently masking and raid their children, you know, and there's no issues with this. But there's some serious issues, folks. You know, when you put on these masks and everything else, you're inviting the spirits to possess you. And everything connected with this evil Day of the Dead, this darkness, needs to be rebuked and spoken against. And people need to know, especially those that claim to know Yeshua, you know, but they're so deceived by the enemy today to continue to worship these days and do things with these days. You know, people like to put little bats on their windowsills and the windows and the decorations. You know, they used to kill the bats and use their blood and all their black magic and their worship and their potions and everything else. You know, the owls that people like to use around, and, you know, these were, you know, forms of demons that were possessed. Some even say they were witches that were possessed. you know, in the form of an owl. And you might not believe this, but I'm telling you, folks, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know the spirit world is very scary, folks. And I know that, you know, I got the blood of Yeshua protecting me, folks, but I also follow and listen to his instructions and his guidelines, because he says it's an abomination for those that don't follow my word for them to come pray to me. And you're going to ask for protection, but you're going to take part in these Day of the Dead and all this, these other things that people are doing on a regular basis, and you think there's no consequences for these things? Well, these are just the things that are done in the open, all of these things about witches and bats and putting pumpkins on the windowsill and all. These are just things in the open. Well, let's cut down to the real truth of Halloween, and it's not only a Day of the Dead, what it actually is. It's an occult, folks. It's an occult. And it was a secret, but it's not a secret anymore of what takes place on this guidelines and instructions of our Creator and the Torah, and he opened your eyes to these things. It's very easy to show pride because you know more than somebody else, but it was just a short time ago where you didn't know and your eyes were closed and somebody told you. And the greatest fear, the greatest worry, the greatest, you know, tragedy in the scripture is for a man to be prideful. And the opposite of that is for a man to walk humble and be humble. And we need to pray and think about that, folks. And every single day, we need to ask him to keep us humble. And he does in the trials and errors that he keeps us and all the things that are happening to us. He keeps us humble. We need to learn to praise him for everything. Because when we go through something that seems like a tragedy to us, he's humbling us, folks. We need to get right with his word, praise him for everything, and understand, do what is right, love mercy, and walk humbly with our Creator. I come to you today, folks, and I remind you of Exodus, of Ezekiel 33:11, that says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they will live, so they will have life. Now, you have to understand a few things about that, folks. First of all, when he says he takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people, that is saying wicked people will die. And we're all going to die physically, but he's talking about a spiritual death. He takes no pleasure of those wicked people. Well, here's what we really got to ask of. What is wicked people? What is wicked according to scripture? And wicked is those that desire to live according to my against my guidelines and instructions. Those that live against my guidelines and instructions, that's what wickedness is, folks. You know, and those people are going to die. He says, but I only want them to turn from their ways so they can live, so they can have life. I only want them to turn from their ways so they can live. So if you're out there, whether you proclaim not to be a believer in Yeshua, or even worse, if you proclaim to be a believer in Yeshua, but you ignore his guidelines and instructions, you are a hypocrite. And it says he wants you to change from your wicked ways. And no believer out there wants to be called wicked. And I don't feel good, just like our Creator doesn't feel good. He takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. And I don't feel good in that either. And I come to you humbly, not pridefully. I tell you, I am a sinner, but the difference is I repent, and I cherish the word repent, and I desire to turn from my ways so I could love what he loves and hate what he hates. I don't make excuses and call evil good and good evil like so many people do today in the church. And we need to get right with this word and get right with this and understand the truth and understand that we've been deceived to think, oh, you know, we no longer have to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator because Yeshua died for us. No, his death was not an excuse to live in sin. His death should make us understand the fear of Yahweh. And we stop fearing man and we stop fearing our Creator. And we go and let the world know about him. That's how it should be. You know, I come to you with passion today because I am passionate about this, because I was on death row and I was set free by Yeshua. I was set free, so his words would be taken off paper, his instructions and guidelines would be taken off paper and put on my heart. And as I work through that, I know in my iniquities, I know in my times of trouble, I know in those times where I missed the mark, I have his grace and his mercy to cover me, because he says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. And those that find him, their eyes will be opened. Not those that open up their Bible once a year or even once a week. Those that come to him every single day, they open up their Bible, they seek his word, they want to know about him. You're not going to be deceived if you understand the word, folks. And I pray you look more closely to the word and you seek it diligently and you seek him diligently. You learn what prayer is about. You know, I went most of my life without knowing what prayer was about, even when I became a believer, until somebody told me. And a great preacher I watch on the internet says it great. Your spiritual life is going to be the result of your prayer life. And I'm telling you, our Creator will not let you be deceived if you're seeking Him. You know, but if you're spending most of your time doing the things of this world and not giving time to our Creator, well, that's just an open door for the enemy to come in and take over. And that's what he's done. And that's why many of our eyes are so closed. But it can be open. We just got to start spending time with the things of our Creator and to depart from the things of evil. Folks, do you get this, folks? Just as if our family member died, somebody we might know, or our best friend might have died, or our sibling might have died. You know, we would have remorse for that, and we'd remember that. We'd never forget that. But we can never forget Yeshua died for us. Never forget that. Just like we get emotions stirred up when we think about that, about them dying, well, we got to think about Him dying. And we also got to think about, you know, forget about somebody we know. What about somebody we don't know who died for us? If somebody pulled up to us right now, pulled out a gun and put it to our head, and then somebody else jumped in front of that bullet, I promise you, every single day, you'd be grateful for that person that died so you could have life and another chance. And you would not mess up that other chance. You would tell everybody about what he did. You wouldn't be embarrassed to tell strangers about what he did. You'd go on the news, you tell the world about what he did for you. And somebody did die for us, and his name is Yeshua, and you need to go and let people know and not be so embarrassed and ashamed. People have no problem going up to a stranger on the street and asking them for directions somewhere, but they have a problem going up to a stranger on the street and telling them that Yeshua died for them. We need to seek his word and get right with his word, folks. We need to stop worrying about these things of these days of darkness and messing with these days of darkness. And we need to stop desiring to be part of the light and be the light. And that only comes one way. That comes by seeking the narrow road, which leads to the narrow gate of Yeshua. But there's a reason why he said only few will find it. There's a deception of this world, folks, because of our own, the evil in our own hearts. We need to seek that narrow road. That narrow road they're talking about is Torah. The guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And then we need to seek the narrow gate. And the narrow gate they're talking about is Yeshua. Hallelujah means praise the wonderful Creator. And I come to you today and I come to you in prayer. And I pray, Father Yahweh, that people that are listening, they would get this, they would understand this, they would be stirred up and have a desire to seek you and seek your word. And they would disgust with these things that go against your word. And they would love what you love and hate what you hate. That's what we got to do. And that's what you got to ask yourself to measure. Do you love what our Creator loves? And do you hate what he hates? Do you even know those things? Well, you got to look at it according to the word. Do you make excuses to continue to live in sin, which 1 John 3:4 says is transgression of the Torah, the guidelines of our Creator, like 95% of the church does? Or do you say, I don't want to make excuses. I repent. That's what you need to do. The church says repent has become a curse word to the church today. They said, you can share your testimonial, but don't say the word repent. No, we need to repent. That means to turn from our evil ways and our evil desires. That it's not our will, that it's his will. That our will becomes his will. That's what we have to do and ask for every single day. You know, and then how long do you pray every day? Oh, 5 or 10 minutes. You could sit down and watch a baseball game for 3 hours, but you pray for 5 or 10 minutes. You could enjoy your hobbies of this world for hours and days at the end, but you pray for 5 or 10 minutes. And you think why your eyes are not opened yet? We need to come to our Creator and humbly ask us, Him, to humble us and to give us this message that we'd be like to others and we'd never become prideful in this information. I come to you with great joy, you know, and great joy to know that, you know, I have a personal relationship that I work on a daily basis with my Creator. And I know there are things I don't know. I don't know what I don't know, but I'm open to continuing studying and seeking Him to find those things out. And I pray the same thing for you that are watching. Please go to my website, www.torahlifeministries.org. You can check out the information on there, the videos. You can join me every Friday night live on my Friday night hangouts that's on the internet. We have at 10 p.m. Eastern time every Friday night on YouTube. You can find out about that. Contact me through my website as well. If you're in, we're locally here in the South Florida area, you can come join us for our local fellowship. I have street evangelism going on the street doing open air preaching. I have a radio program in South Florida here on the radio and all over the internet. You can find the information that Yahweh's given me to just let other people know about. And I'm so blessed that some of you would take the time out to watch this video. And I please ask you to share it because it's not about just Halloween. It's about the days of darkness, not one day of darkness. And there's many days of darkness amongst us. And the connection with the flood is just one great example. And we not keep celebrating and exalting up the life of those dead sinners that died in the flood. But we praise Yahweh for Noah and the righteousness of Noah who rescued us. And we were rescued from that flood. So So hallelujah, praise Yahweh. Thank you for listening to this recording, and you can hear my other recordings and everything else on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I have many videos on there. We also meet for local fellowship at 3 p.m. on Saturdays in Lake Worth, and every Friday night we meet online at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We meet online via YouTube. You can join us there as well, and you can access all the information through the website. Remember, folks, we need to speak up about these evil, wicked days. We need to speak up about all wickedness in Scripture to let people know the truth. What they decide to do with it or what you decide to do with it is up to you. But we have a job, a responsibility, and a calling as believers and brothers to be watchmen. And it says in the Scriptures, if you warn the people and they still do wrong, you are set free. But if you do not warn them and something goes wrong, their blood is on your hands. So I'm calling all of you to stand up and speak up and stand out and speak out and let everybody know about the righteous holy days of Yahweh in the Scriptures, and also these wicked days that have become so entwined and the mingling of the seed that has taken place that we need to separate again and divide ourselves from any wickedness. We need to do that, folks. And this information here is just an example of so many things that are being done and being taught out there that we don't have right. I'm just so glad and thankful we had a Savior who shows us mercy and grace in our understanding and gives us patience to get it right. But what are we going to do once we hear this information? And now the test is there. So we have this wicked day coming upon us once again. And it's time we could speak up and get the word out and set an example for Yeshua and go out there. And don't let your kids trick or treat. Teach your kids the right way because they're the future generations. Teach them the holy days of Scripture versus the holidays of man and the traditions of man. And depart from this pure wickedness. All right, everybody. Thank you for checking it out. And go to the website, contact me if you have any comments or questions. And I understand and I know this information is new to you, and all this information that I teach on this station might be something you haven't heard before. But as the Bible says, test everything. Don't take anyone's word for it. Test it yourself and read it in Scripture. And I pray that your eyes will be open to the truth, that we'll all be, our eyes will be open to the truth, and not just us being stuck in different systems of whether it's Judaism or Christianity or other system around the world. And we'll come to truly understand what it means to be set free and to know in the truth and setting us free. So we have to know that truth. And the truth is in the Scriptures. The truth is not what is being taught out there today, and it's certainly not what's being practiced. So it's my prayer that your eyes be open, you come see the truth, you know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for listening today, and shalom. And Yahweh said, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Folks, we have a future and a hope. Don't destroy it. Yahweh says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to stop their wickedness so they would live, in Ezekiel 33:11. So let's get on board with the Torah, the instructions, and be righteous. Shalom.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you'd like to learn more, please visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 561-425-5399. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33416. Thank you for your prayers and support. Lord Jesus.